Up next, an unusual look at some rather unneighborly behavior. Scientists working with data from the Chandra X-ray Observatory have documented a rare occurrence. Perhaps you've seen the picture, a photo, a graphic of this gorgeous event. In a galaxy about 1.4 billion light years from ours, there is a supermassive black hole actually attacking its neighbor. It's spewing out a jet of radiation at it. But it's pretty far away, not to worry. Scientists say that the two galaxies appear to be merging together. Joining me now to talk more about it is Martin Hardcastle, senior lecturer in astrophysics at the University of Hertfordshire in Hatfield, UK. He joins us by phone. Thanks for staying up late for us today, Dr. Hardcastle.
That's no problem. Glad to be here.
What is actually happening? One galaxy is attacking the other?
Well, that's an anthropomorphic way of putting it. Galaxies emitting large jets are rare, but not unusual. We know a large number of them, and what's unusual about this system is that the neighbouring galaxy, you know, purely by chance, we imagine, has just wandered into the path of the jet, and because it's in the path of the jet can have various effects on it that make it rather interesting, and also the interaction disrupts the jet, so we get to see something that's fairly rare. We're fairly sure that there's no malice involved.
Why is this so rare? You would think with all the galaxies out there, and there are hundreds of billions of them, this might be going on quite often.
Yeah, well, there are several pieces of evidence that suggest that it has happened in other systems in the past, where we think we see evidence for an interaction that has taken place in the distant past, say tens of millions of years ago, hundreds of millions of years ago, between a jet and a neighbouring galaxy. This is the first time we've actually seen it as it's going on, and that's the real reason why it's so rare is that space is very big and very empty. Mm-hmm. So most of the time these jets are just going out into empty space, or space with very little material in. They don't hit anything. They go out until they stop.
How quickly is the merging of these two galaxies occurring?
Well, the merger of galaxies is actually a very slow process. It can take billions of years to be complete. So I would guess we have the merger may well have been going on for 100 million years. May take another few hundred million years to get to the stage where we would look at that galaxy and say, yeah, that's just one big galaxy rather than two smaller galaxies. So that's a very slow process.
Mm-hmm. So if you took another picture of it next week, you would not see any.
Absolutely, yes. Next week it will look very much the same as this week. In fact, the data that we've combined to study this object were taken over over decades. You know, the Chandra image is somewhat older. The Spitzer image is quite recent. The Hubble Space Telescope image is recent. The radio data are older, and so on. Now, these things don't change on human timescales. We would like to stay around for another million years or so and see what happens, but we're not given that option.
What is driving the jet out to the other galaxy? What is the mechanism that's going on here?
That's a great question, and quite honestly, we don't know in detail how these jets are formed in any of these systems. So, as I said, the jets emanating from close to the black hole are reasonably common. The jet generation mechanism is a mystery because it happens on very small scales. It happens very close to the black hole, and we just don't have telescopes that can probe that deep. So while we know that a galactic center black hole like this one can generate jets, and there are a bunch of other objects in the universe that can generate jets in a fairly similar way, the actual mechanism is not very well known. Now, there are a bunch of models, and the various people will tell you they know the answer, but observationally we can't say. We just know that this does happen. It's a fact. It's there are systems that generate these jets, and one of the things we hope to do by observing them in this way and observing their interactions with other galaxies is to understand what they're made of and how much energy they carry and so on, which could give us some clues about their ultimate origin.
Question from Second Life from Guy Soft, who asks: is the merging violent, with stars crashing, or is it smooth?
How you want to look at violence. Now, stars almost never crash because stars are so small relative to the space between them. So there won't be very many strong interactions between stars. It can happen, but it's a very, very rare process. However, what does happen in the process of a galaxy merger is that the gravity of the two galaxies in some of the images that we showed in our release, you can see tails of stars trailing off from the two galaxies that are merging. Those have been stripped off by gravity now. Whether that actually does anything very much to the stars, or whether it just perturbs their orbit,
right,
means that they're in a rather different place than they would have been.
The pictures are so gorgeous. It's almost like they're artistic in a sense.
Yes. I mean, the thing that drew our attention to this, apart from the rarity, is just the beauty of the images. I mean, it's a great tribute to the sense of the wide, the wide range of wavelengths we can put all together. I mean, the combined image we show shows everything from radio up to X-ray, which is a vast range in wavelengths, much more than the human eye can see.
Yeah.
And the instruments that we have now really allow us to do this very well.
Let's go to Steve in Margate, New Jersey. Hi, Steve.
How you doing, Ira? I was going to try to get you through earlier about one of the great science stories of the year,
mm-hmm,
and the merging of those galaxies. But from what I understand that I've read, going on my NASA and PLACE websites, that the Andromeda Galaxy and the Milky Way Galaxy are going to smash into each other in like 5 billion years or something, and this might be something we should be concerned about, although I think perhaps I won't be around.
It'll get you past the holiday season, I think.
Yeah, I know, but this is what I understand, and we have a big black hole in the middle of our galaxy, and Andromeda probably has a big black hole in the middle of its galaxy, so this could turn out to be a big, ugly mess.
Let me ask the doctor, Dr. Hardcastle.
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, it's a very perceptive question. In fact, I mean, yes, we know that that activity from black holes. So we're fairly sure that activity from black holes can be triggered by mergers. And the reason for that is that the black holes, in a normal situation, are sitting there in the middle of the galaxy and they have nothing to feed on, and they need material to be falling into them to generate these jets. So a black hole on its own doesn't do anything. And the merger can cause gas and stars and so on to fall into the black hole by perturbing the orbits, and again in the same sort of way as we see the stars being perturbed with the gas and so on can be perturbed and fall into the center. And when that happens, the black hole can acquire a source of fuel. So when Andromeda and the Milky Way merge, I would have thought it's really quite likely that there will be some active galaxy outburst. A few other things would have to happen for us on Earth to need to worry about this. Now, first of all, the timescales are a bit long. We've been on Earth a very short time compared to the timescale we're talking about. I fingers crossed we manage to last that long. Species don't generally last that long. And, of course, we have to worry about our sun getting too hot and so on before that time. But let's suppose we are still there when the merger happens. Then it's worth bearing in mind that these jets and the radiation that come from active galaxies are quite directional, so we have to be unlucky. The jet would have to start up and it would have to point directly at us, and that's which is what it's doing to this companion galaxy right now. So I think, I mean, for most of the inhabitants of the larger galaxy in the 3C321 system, what you have is a very spectacular fireworks show. It's not going to do you any harm. It happens that there's a whole small galaxy in the way of the jet.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of the Milky Way and Andromeda merging, we would have to be very unlucky in many ways to be significantly affected. But you might certainly expect to see that fireworks show.
Yeah, if we're still around.
Still around in a billion years or so.
This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flato, talking with Martin Hardcastle in the UK. Quick extra question that listeners always want to know: why don't these black holes suck up everything? I mean, if they eat everything up. Why aren't they like cosmic vacuum cleaners?
Well, it's simply because they're just behaving as sources of gravity like anything else. I mean, it's the same reason why the sun doesn't suck up the Earth.
Mm.
The sun is a very massive object, and it's very close to us, and you think gravity pulls in. So why doesn't the Earth fall into the sun and get swallowed up? And the answer is the Earth is in orbit, and that orbit is stable unless something knocks it out of orbit. It's going to carry on going round and round. The forces, that if you remember the centrifugal and centripetal forces and so on, the force of gravity is pulling us in, but we're trying to spin out because we're orbiting. Now, in a stable situation in a galaxy, that's pretty much what happens. In fact, we can look at the orbits of stars around the central black hole in our own galaxy. That's how we know so much about it, and we can see that those those orbits are stable. And though the stars can sometimes pass very close to the black hole, they're not being swallowed up because they're just orbiting away.
Yeah.
And then what happens occasionally is that something happens to perturb those orbits. For example, an interaction with another star, two stars come close together, the orbits change slightly, and then the star might fall in. In the same sort of way, the reason why we see black holes in the centers of other galaxies being starting to have some activity is, we think, because material is able to fall into them for some reason, whether it be gravitational perturbations or whether it be the dumping of a lot of mass onto the black hole by means of a merger, for example.
Mm. So you think that now that you've found this rare occurrence, it's back to hunting for more, or...?
We found it interesting because it's so rare. It wasn't what we were looking for at the time we started to look at this object. In fact, we were looking for something else, as often happens in astronomy. Now, what we hope to do with this rare event is to understand a little more about how the jet works by seeing how the jet is being disturbed as it's perturbed by this interaction. We might be able to find out, with the aid of some numerical modelling, for example, how the jet fluid behaves and so learn more about what the jet is made of. Now, our interest is more in the physics of the jet,
right,
than it is
right.
in the terrible fate of all the people living in this companion galaxy.
Yeah.
Callous though it is, that's what we're really trying to find out, and that's where we hope to go from here.
Well, we wish good luck to you.
Thanks very much.
Have a happy holiday season from us,
yes,
on this side of the pond.
Too.
Warren Hardcastle, Senior Lecturer in Astrophysics at the University of Hertfordshire in Hatfield, UK. Our program today is produced by Karen Vergoth and Senior Producer Ned Heist. Also, we had help today from Greg Smith, who composed our theme music, and help from Lynn Collins and Jeff Corbin at Second Life, and NPR Librarian Kim Oleski. If you want comments or questions, write to us at Talk of the Nation Science Friday. And you can go to our website and send us email there, or leave us all kinds of messages. Also, any of the links we talk about that you missed are up there on the website. Science also is being delivered by video these days. We have lots of great videos that Flora is producing and putting up there. We're looking for your videos. If you have some great videos you want to share with us, send us your videos. We'll take a look at them and weed through them and possibly even improve them and put them up there on our website. Also, we invite you to join our blogs and download our podcasts. Have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas if you're celebrating it. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.